Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello there. For the less sports-minded, music and the arts feature in numerous May Week events at colleges and across the university. Well, that's the sound of the Cambridge University Opera Society in rehearsal, and I've been talking to a few of those involved.
It was Francis Bushell who discovered the piece.
I happened upon this opera because I was looking for sort of short one-act operas that were of farcical nature, because I thought that's what is appropriate for the light-hearted feel of May Week. And I came across this opera by Schubert, and I sort of thought, oh, I don't know much about Schubert opera. And so I investigated further and found a wonderful recording of it, and had a listen and found a score online, and just fell in love with the music. And I thought this would be perfect for the May Week show this year.
And I don't think it's performed that often.
No. At the moment, we're convinced that this is the UK premiere. We're open to other people's suggestions, but at the moment, we haven't found any other evidence to suggest that this has ever been performed in the United Kingdom.
And it's all about twins, brothers?
Yes, half of it is typical opera, but also it's got a particular twist. So there are two brothers. One of them, Frank, makes a deal with the master of the college that when the master's daughter becomes 18, he will marry her. But then he goes off to war along with his twin brother, Frederick. And then Frank returns on the eve of Elizabeth, the master's daughter's birthday, demanding that he marry her. But at the same time, Frederick arrives back, and they're both played by the same character, but their characters of the two brothers are very different, and so there's confusion caused by one day Frank comes along saying he wants to marry Elizabeth, and the next day Frederick comes along and says he doesn't. So that humour is used for comical effect until finally they realise that there are in fact two of them, and it's a happy ending.
And how many players are there altogether? Characters?
I think there are five principal characters, and we've got about 12 in the chorus as well.
And an orchestra, presumably.
Yes, and an orchestra of about 20 people.
So you're in charge of the musical performance, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, so I'm the musical director. On the day, I'll be directing the orchestra and communicating with the singers as well. But at the moment, my role is to oversee rehearsals and help the singers learn their lines. And
play the music,
yeah,
no doubt,
play the
on
music.
The piano.
Yes, exactly.
Ich weiß, dass ich kein Kind mehr bin.
With me now is Beatrix Swanson Scott. That sounds as if it's not terribly British.
My parents are from America, but I actually grew up in Germany. I also have Spanish and Swedish relatives, so it's all a bit of a mix.
And are you fairly close to Schubert then?
Well, I mean, I definitely grew up knowing his music, obviously growing up in Germany, but I didn't know that Schubert had written any operas until Francis asked me to direct this.
And so directing it, how long is it in performance?
It's about an hour. So it's a nice short one act.
And fairly complex by the sound of it. Farce is always that.
It is complex, but because it's farce, it gives a lot of scope for very big dramatic gestures and a lot of humour. And I don't think the audience will be as confused as the characters in the play. So I think that'll be fine.
Right. And you're performing it a couple of times, I think.
We are. We're performing it twice on the same day. So a matinee and an evening performance.
And for May Week, Francis was saying it's quite light and appropriate. How easy is it to get that from students, basically?
A lot of our... Well, we have a very varied cast, and our cast have done everything from opera to Gilbert and Sullivan to straight theatre. And I think having this very varied background will give us a lot of scope for getting a lot of humour out of the acting. And I've also translated the dialogue in between the songs into English, and that has given me a lot of scope to really get the humor out of it. And I'm setting it in Edwardian Cambridge, so there's a lot of very sort of Downton Abbey style servant and master humor in there.
Well, the best of luck. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Producing the Twin Brothers is Henrietta MacFarlane. It was Francis's idea, but you've had quite a lot of the logistics to sort out.
Yes, it's been a lot more complicated than I thought it would be as a process, but has also been really exciting, having to sort of communicate with a lot of different types of people, and I guess people that I wouldn't necessarily have spoken to, and having had to communicate ideas with previously, and having to sort of organise the acting rehearsals, the musical rehearsals, and trying to kind of synthesise all those elements has been a challenge, but actually something that has been really, really valuable.
Sounds like a good old spreadsheet in the brain.
Yes, I've had many Google spreadsheets.
Oh, actual physical
yes,
ones?
Yes, many.
So not too much to worry about, hopefully.
No, hopefully not. All the rehearsals seem to be going really well. Everything's running smoothly at the moment, and I think that we're just all getting into the music now and being able to enjoy it, and so it's all set up to be an excellent show, I think.
And are most of the singers and performers, are they actual music students or just doing this because they love music?
I think we've got a bit of a balance, actually. So we have quite a number of music students, and a lot of the people in our orchestra are music students. And actually, a lot of them are our friends as well, which is really lovely to be able to work with a nice group of people that we enjoy spending time with as well. But we do have English students, we have science students, we have like a really lovely combination of people. And I think that's something that's really nice in opera that we might not get playing in an orchestra, for example, because they can be quite dominated by the music crowd. And the people studying music here, and it's been really lovely to get to know lots of other people.
And I've not seen opera at Cambridge Union before.
No, nor have I. Apparently there was one show a few years ago at the Cambridge Union, but no, we've been and seen the venue a few times, and actually I think it's going to be a really lovely place to work with. We've got the balcony above the main kind of stage area, and we think we might be able to integrate that into some of the staging, and we're also going to bring in some plants and try and lighten it up a little bit, bring in the summery May Week vibe.
Because it has a sort of element of theatre in the round, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think that's something that we're really trying to work with, and Beatrix, our director, has been really looking at the union and what we can do with that.
So you have lots of rehearsals, then the dress rehearsal at the Cambridge Union?
It's at the Cambridge Union on the 14th at 10 a.m. That's all been planned weeks and weeks in advance. You have to kind of book all these things, and you just, yeah, they've got to be sitting there, and you just can't change them.
And the performances?
The performances will be at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the 15th of June.
Well, I wish you all every success.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go from In des Meeres tiefen Grund. Yeah, let's go from that moment again.
Music from Schubert's The Twin Brothers, which could be seen at the Cambridge Union. Two performances, both on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 15th of June, at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And the singers you heard just then were Tom Butler and Tiffany Charnley.